The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness has developed a national framework to help communities stop homelessness before it starts. This includes programs like eviction prevention, emergency rental support, shelters that allow pets and families, legal aid for tenants, and housing first models that prioritize getting people into permanent housing without strict conditions. A major goal is to reduce barriers and connect people to services across health, education, justice, and housing systems. One of the most promising approaches is called primary prevention, offering help like rent subsidies, mediation with landlords, or legal support before someone is forced out. Another method called diversion helps people in need find housing options without entering the shelter system. For those already unhoused, rehousing and stabilization programs aim to move them quickly into housing and support them as they rebuild. In No Place Like Home, Leo notices that Mr. Irv's struggles are not about laziness or poor choices, but about a lack of timely support. Leo begins to understand that his classmates' views don't reflect the bigger picture, how difficult it is to find affordable housing, and how policies and systems affect people's lives. He realizes it's not just about helping one person, it's about making sure the system is better for everyone. Leo begins to see that Mr. Irv's story isn't just about one man, it's part of a bigger pattern. He connects personal struggles to the larger systems around him, like housing rules, healthcare gaps, and policies that make it hard for people to get help when they need it. Leo's story is based on real facts. We need to build more affordable housing, strengthen prevention programs, and ensure every person, especially families and older adults, has a safe, stable place to live. Solutions exist. The challenge is making them available to everyone in time.